you know, back in the division this week against a very tough Ravens team. It's been a long time, seems like a lifetime, since we played him in week three, which was obviously a very tightly contested game. It came right down to the very end. Needless to say, a lot has changed for both teams in the meantime. You know, they're coming off a very difficult loss against the Texans. You know, they'd been playing very well and took a step backwards. But John Harbaugh has always done an outstanding job of keeping them focused, despite any distractions that there might be. Justin Forsett has really emerged as a go-to back this year. He's been impressive. Steve Smith still obviously playing at a very high level. We know Flacco had a a regrettable performance last week. Other than that, I mean, he's been pretty solid. Defensively, they're very consistent, very strong up front. I know they've had some injury issues in the secondary, but they protect those guys very well, the way they rush the passer. I think that group of four outside backers is as good and as deep as any in the league. Suggs, McPhee, Upshaw, Doomerville. And they obviously have the sack production to back that up. So, again, this will be a typical AFC North game. I think very, very physical. You know, obviously our last opportunity to accomplish a goal, and we're still trying to stay in the moment, understanding this game is meaningful for a lot of reasons, and for different reasons for some guys. There's some young guys, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, getting an opportunity to play. We don't know where we are yet at the quarterback spot, given Brian's health. So obviously made the move. We'll have Connor up, and then we added Tyler. But it just reminded the guys today that, you know, it's these opportunities are few and far between, and we need to, you know, cherish every one of them. It'll be over 250 days before we set foot on the field again in a regular season game. That we have plenty of time off, you know, sooner than we wanted it to be, but we have plenty of time off coming up. So that we have to avoid the danger of looking past that. This is still a significant game for us, and we obviously know it's very significant for them, given their playoff status. Yeah, we'll see where he is. I just don't know where. I don't know if we'll get to 100%. That's just something that we'll play by ear. We'll have to, you know, just deal in the real circumstances that we're faced with. And right now he would be down. And we'll see if that changes as the week goes on. Yeah, we haven't made a decision yet on the starter. I mean, Connor will certainly take all the reps today. I mean, it's a very low impact day for us anyway, just given that we're only 2 days out from a game that we've changed our schedule to accommodate the holiday. So it's very, very much a walkthrough. So it's a lot of learning stuff. Yeah, I mean, especially if a guy has an injury where we're concerned about it, whether it's making it more serious or, I mean, there'll be some guys, there'll be some decisions at the end of the week. We just don't know where they are, whether that's Joe Hayden, whether that's Hawk, that have some Hoyer that have injuries, that we just don't know where they're going to be come Sunday. That, you know, time's going to heal it. We just don't know if there's enough time between now and game day. But we will have other guys prepared to go if those guys cannot. It is, but it's also a situation where they need to respond. I mean, this is something that it's very serious to us on how we approach our work and how we handle our business week to week. And it is a tough love circumstance for both of those guys, that we expect them to help uphold their end of the bargain, that nothing is given. Whether it's playing time or being active or inactive, and both those guys are very well aware of their situations, and we're hopeful that they both have a good week and they can be productive for us on Sunday. Well, I just think it's overall it also falls back to us being productive in the run game to start with. That what I've talked about for a long time is. Given our circumstances, our best chance to be successful when we were was we stayed ahead of the sticks. We ran the ball well, or we completed some shorter, controlled passing game stuff to stay ahead of the sticks. We weren't in third and long. And then there were some things defensively where, like at the Cincinnati game where we fell behind and had to throw it a bunch, that we know that's not us, that if we're throwing the ball more than 30 times a game that we're in trouble. Same thing with Houston. So it's a team thing. That if we're going to have a chance, that we need to play at a high level defensively, we need to run the ball, we need to protect the quarterback and keep the quarterback out of situations where the league wide percentages are very much against us. There's all the factors. Is it scheme? Is it talent? Is it execution? There's a lot of different things. And as coaches, we do a self scout in the short term, and then when the season's over, we'll be able to go back to it in depth. And when we have a negative play, what caused the negative play? Was it schematic? If that's the case, then we need to take a look at potentially what we're doing or build in some checks or some fail safes to get us out of a situation where a scheme would work against us. Is it technique? And as we build that list, if you have a recurring thing technique wise, then that kind of builds your list for, hey, this is as a position coach what I need to work on with these particular players. Maybe it's technique with one individual player that we know, hey, this is what this guy needs to get cleaned up. Or is it talent? And sometimes that's something you look at where if that's a recurring theme in your negative plays, then that falls into the realm of myself and Ray and the personnel staff that hopefully we can make an upgrade and eliminate those. Yeah, like he and Kirksey and Desir are the guys I think it's a maturity thing. I mean, and Joel, I mean, we had a good sense that would be the case when he came in, and he's been as advertised and then some, that it just wasn't, that it wasn't big for him. And just when you hear the backstory and about his family and how important his dad was to him and just all the circumstances that surrounded that, and you know what kind of kid he is at his core, it's really not a surprise. And like I said, if you were here and walked around and just spent time with us, that you said point out the rookie, he'd probably be one of the last guys you'd point at. Well, I think it's rare that you sense that with a player, the maturity. A lot of other guys you don't know. It's impossible to predict what will the transition to the NFL be like. You go from guys that are on scholarship and maybe don't have a lot of money, and then all of a sudden it's how do you predict how will they react when they? I'm not saying that that's his problem, but that in general is one of the reasons why you see so many. There's hits and there's misses. Is how will players. And NFL teams invest a lot of money in trying to predict. And some guys, it's a process that where some guys don't handle it well early, and then they get settled in. He did, and he did play well. I mean, that was a tough matchup for him at times. I think Benjamin only ended up with about 40 to 50 yards receiving. And one of the catches was a heck of a catch. I thought Pierre misplayed it. Could have, if he had gone with the other hand, would have had a chance to at least break it up, but he was consistent. I thought that was a better matchup for him. Philly Brown is a little different skill set. I know he got beat on the one by him. It was a good route concept versus what the coverage that we were in. But very pleased with Pierre. I mean, just another good example of a young guy that prepped. You can throw Scott Solomon into that mix as well. He was a guy that we'd identified as, hey, we want to get this guy up at some point. That he's, we want him to do more this year than annoy our offensive lineman with how hard he played on the scout team. That we thought that it would carry over to the game, and it obviously did. Yeah, and it is a fine line. We were close this week, and you look at the Colts game, and you look at some of our games earlier in the year that could have gone the other way. And that's part of the NFL, and that's we don't make excuses, and it's we're pass fail, and we've failed a lot lately. And when we look at it, I don't think it's that easy to just categorize it as hey that our guys that stepped up just weren't good enough, because that's on us. We had opportunities, and other than in a handful of games, Cincinnati being the obvious one, that there were some things that had we done differently or made some plays here or there and executed better, that the result would have been different. Well, we still got a game left, but I know and again, we don't want to make excuses for a guy, but this is a guy that could have shut it down, but he decided to go ahead and play with the harness, and to me, that's a credit to him. but there's a level of consistency that he needs to achieve. But I think for the most part that he trended upward as the season went on, as he got a little bit more comfortable in the role. And I know we're all looking forward for Ming as he gets to the off season that he can get the shoulder. I don't know yet if it requires surgery, but just get him healed up, and then get him through a full off season and be that much better next year. Yeah, I don't think it's that drastic a change where it's a full reinvent as you call it. I just think we have a better feel for him and his skill set, and looking forward to him being healthy next year, and he had a great attitude about it this year, and I know that the production wasn't necessarily there with him, but there was he made a lot of plays kind of behind the scenes where he caused production for other guys, whether it was causing a quarterback to step up or keeping a quarterback hemmed in the pocket or covering a tight end or keeping the quarterback from getting outside. I mean, he did a lot of those thankless jobs, and he did them well. So he graded out well at times, but I just know everybody wants to just look at sack production and for what we ask of him, that's not his primary job. Yeah, Joe will see. He's day to day. I'm not prepared to rule anybody out at this point. I mean, we have a chance on some guys. Get Kwan back. I don't have the list here in front of me, but we'll have a better sense afterwards. But it's we'll see. We're hopeful that we can get some of those guys back. We do. I don't know when that the roster move has to take place, but John will play this week.